Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Washington, D.C., home of the Ass Clowns. Step right up to the 3,000-ring Circus of the Beltway. See them grovel, see them lie, see them stuff each other with bribes as they crawl on their bellies, searching for new shades of brown lipstick. A unique fantasy wonderland where oil flows like heroin. Stock options grow on trees. Fawning over the death penalty means you're pro-life. And family values means screw the kids. See the Department of Homeland Security perfecting new ways of drowning black people. See the non-stop barnyard orgy on Kickback Mountain, where only little people pay taxes. Healthcare means subsidizing corporate drug dealers, and taming big government means spying on everybody. The greatest show on earth, where fighting terror means everyone has to obey the law, except the cops and the president. See real live white-collar terrorists in their own natural habitat circle jerk to the latest photos of torture victims. Where ethnic cleansing is called the war on drugs. Where supporting our troops means sending them into combat as free mercenaries for oil companies, then canceling their benefits as soon as they come home. Ride the upside-down roller coaster, where fair and balanced reporting means right-wing versus ultra-right-wing, bitching and moaning about how oppressed they are by the bias of the liberal media. Where lying about a blowjob with a sexy intern gets you impeached, while lying to start a war that kills over 100,000 innocent people gets you re-elected. Especially when the Help America Vote Act mandates everyone vote by digital machines designed to lose their votes in cyberspace so their owners can steal the election again and again and again. Where the lesson learned from the Great Depression is bring back the Great Depression. Where free trade means worldwide sweatshops and slave plantations. Where we're no longer a community, but a marketplace. Where everyone must compete against each other. For who will work for the lowest wage? And if you can't beat the Chinese price, you might as well crawl off and die. The happiest place on earth. Where global warming doesn't exist. And world weather gone postal is God's revenge on sin. Where Pat Robertson, who once claimed he steered a hurricane, is on Fox News debating Osama bin Laden on a split screen over whose God really controls the weather. Where even mentioning evolution is banned from IMAX theaters, and we're all inspected daily by the Imperial Crotch Police. Where TV preachers have divine authority over what each and every woman can do with her own body. And heaven help anyone rounded up and thrown in the nearest strip mall Gitmo for possession with intent to sell morning after pills. Where the self-neutered corporate Democrats can't even muster a filibuster to keep a neo-Nazi off the Supreme Court, who then rehears the case so they can finally okay the cops breaking your door down whenever they feel like it. Where on January 24th, 2006, the Department of Homeland Security, Incorporated, gave Santa's elves at Halliburton another $385 million to build so-called temporary detention facilities inside the United States for, quote, an emergency influx of immigrants, natural disasters, or to support the rapid development of new programs. What new programs? Well, speaking of Nazis, what we still jokingly refer to as the Environmental Protection Agency now says it's okay to test pesticides on kids. Neglected or abused infants can now be used without consent of parents or guardians. Mentally handicapped babies or orphans can be used, quote, for the sake of research. And if the poison industry would rather dose kids in other countries that care even less about human rights than this one does, that's okay too. Who needs makeovers? Can you say eugenics? Can you say Dachau? Can you say Mengele? Say it loud, say it proud, sing howdy everybody! The corporate Reich is on its way! Or is it already here to stay? Or is it all?